لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we continue with our subject with regard to connection with Allah Subhanahu wa Taala Jalla Jalaluhu as the primary tool of empowering your family to succeed in your life. And as I said yesterday, you can only give what you have. So the issue is not of training others, the issue is of training yourself. What you don't have, you can't give. And that primary tool is the tool that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu gave to His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as soon as He gave him Nubuwwat. And that is the tool of Tahajjud. The ayat of Surah Al-Muzzammil, which I have mentioned this issue many times before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these ayat, and these were among the first ayat to be revealed after the first ayat of Surah Al-Alaq. And in those ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhal muzzammil qumil layla illa qaleela nisfahu aw inqus minhu qaleela aw zid alayhi wa rattil al-Qur'ana tartila Inna sanulqi alayka qawlan thaqila Inna nashiyata al-layli hiya ashaddu wat'an wa aqwa muqila. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O my Nabi, who is wrapped in garments and sleeping, get up and stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the whole night except for a little. Illa qalila. Qumil layl illa qalila. Stand for the whole night except a little bit. And then Allah said, stand for half the night, three quarters of the night, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how much you are standing. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that this is because a great job, a very heavy responsibility is going to be given to you. Qawlan thaqila, a very heavy word is going to be sent to you. And then Allah said, Inna nashiyata al-layli hiya ashaddu wat'an wa aqwa muqila. Allah said that we know that the getting up in the night is very difficult. It is not easy, it is very tough. But this is the best thing to understand the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to, for your own discipline. Now I remind myself and you that nothing but nothing can be achieved without discipline. Whether it is sports, whether it is studies, whether it is business, whether it is anything in life, you cannot achieve anything without discipline. And this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed in order for us to have discipline. And if you have discipline and if you have structure in your life, you will be amazed at how productive your life becomes. How much you can achieve. Everyone has the same 24 hours. Nobody has got 1 minute more. But you find that some people achieve a great deal more than others. It's not because there is magic. It's not because they are some superhuman. It's just because they are structured and they have discipline. That is all. Nothing else. And that discipline comes from tahajjud. Tahajjud is also the time where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends to the first heaven in a manner that is in keeping with His majesty and grace every night. And an announcement is made. An announcer announces and says, who is there who needs anything from me? Let him ask. Who is there who needs my protection? Let him ask. Now, there are dua is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept open and free. We are free to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anything we want, anytime we want. There is no restriction on the time for dua. You can ask dua anytime, you can ask dua in any condition. There is no requirement of wudu or of facing the Qibla or anything. But while this general permission is there, there are some special times of acceptance of dua. And in those special times, the very best time for acceptance of dua on a daily basis is this time of tahajjud, because this is the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, ask me now, I will give you. Other times we ask and Allah will give or He will not give depending on whatever is His qadr. But at the time of tahajjud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually saying, ask me now and I will give you. Now, if this can be inculcated as a regular habit of ours, then believe me, success is something that has to happen. There's no escape from this. You can't possibly not succeed. And that is very, very important. Especially, it's important, I'm not saying this because we should pray tahajjud only at that time, but especially if there is something that you really want. If you're working on a project and you want this project to succeed, if you're doing something else, then tahajjud has to become fard on you. And tahajjud has to become fard on every single person associated with that project. Otherwise, the project will fail. Take my word for it, it will fail. Because there is no proof that a project will succeed if the Muslims who are involved, I'm talking about Muslims, who are involved in that project, if they don't pray tahajjud and if they don't make dua. Especially projects related to deen. Most especially, because this is what the work of the Nabi was. Rasulullah's work was with regard to Islam. And none of his team ever, none of them ever didn't pray tahajjud. I mean, they all prayed tahajjud. So if we take the same example, and we have a team with us, and you find someone is praying and someone is not praying, then you will not succeed. A good example to illustrate that is if you look at, I don't know if any of you have seen rowing races, you know, boat rowing races. Now imagine, you are one of the rowers and you decide you don't want to pull. What will happen to the race? There will be chaos because it will upset the entire side. The other oars will get all fouled up and that's the end of the race. If one person doesn't do it. And that's exactly what happens when even one person does not pray tahajjud. Because of you, the whole thing gets ruined. Now you might say, well, you know, I'm only one. Yeah, you're only one, but you are one in that team of rowers. So you are very important. And if you don't pull your weight, you are going to sink the whole boat, even though you are only one. And that is the thing to help people to understand. It's not a question of I am only one. You are one, but if you are one in a, you know, herd of sheep, it wouldn't matter. But you are not. You are in a rowing race. Every single oarsman is absolutely critical to the race. If one guy doesn't do it, it's finished. The whole race is gone. You can have all the others doing their best, but the oars will foul up and that's the end of the race. Now that's the importance of tahajjud. And that's why this is something which was the practice of the Nabi. It was the practice of the Sahaba. It was the practice of every single one of the great people of Islam that you and I know. Whether it is the scholars or whether it's Mujahideen or whoever, there's no one who achieved anything if they did not pray tahajjud. And that's why I remind myself and you, this is the number one tool that we need to inculcate, and then we come back to ourselves and say, why must we do that? How must we do that? By practice and by personal demonstration, not by you. You can't be telling people, wake up for tahajjud and you are sleeping. There's no way that's going to work. And the way to understand tahajjud is again to remind ourselves of the quote of Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahmatullahi alayhi, which I mentioned yesterday, where he said that it's enough honor for you that you are his worshipper. It's enough honor for you that you worship Allah. And it is enough glory for you that he is your Rabb. The greatest matter of honor for a Muslim is that he is a worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the greatest stamp of glory for the Muslim is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my Rabb. And this is what is reiterated in tahajjud. Because tahajjud is the salah which is between the abd and the Rabb. It is a salah individual. You can pray tahajjud in jama'ah. Occasionally, like we do in, you know, last 10 nights of Ramadan and so on. But tahajjud by itself is not a jama'ah salah. It's an individual salah. Individual, the abd with his Rabb. No one else, either in front of him or behind him or between him and his Rabb. His abd and his Rabb. And he makes dua, only Allah knows. And if he cries in that salah, only Allah knows. And that's why sincerity is automatic. In public, we can't say, is it really sincere, not sincere? And I'm not saying you have to say, I have to say, even the individual himself cannot be absolutely certain of his own sincerity. And this is incidentally, on a side note, one of the quotes of Ibn al-Qayyim again, where he said, when a person cannot even be sure of his own sincerity, how can he make a comment about somebody else's sincerity? And this is another thing which we are very, we do it commonly. You say, no, that person is not sincere. How do you know? You can't even be sure about your own sincerity. You want to tell about somebody else's sincerity? I mean, you went into his heart to see how sincere he is. So in tahajjud, sincerity is guaranteed because there is no one there. There is no one to show. It's only you and Allah. Tahajjud is also a very good time to practice your memorization of Quran. Whatever you are reading, it's a good time to read that because you are at peace. I mean, there's no one, you know, you don't have to worry about some imamat or anything. Yourself, read, practice. And that it builds the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalal. This connection of the abd and the rabb is the purpose of our creation. This is why Allah created us. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We have not created you for any purpose other than to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is because the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such a big honor that shirk is such a big zulm. Think about that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna shirka la zulmun azim. Why is it a zulmun azim? What is the meaning of saying zulmun? It's the worst of zulm. It is the biggest of oppression. Why? Murder is zulm. Robbing somebody is zulm. All of these are different forms of zulm. But shirk is worse than that. A person committing shirk is doing a zulm which is worse than murder, worse than this. Why is it such a big zulm? Because the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the biggest honor. Somebody who is committing shirk is refusing that honor. Somebody committing shirk is sullying that honor. He is contaminating that honor. And that is why shirk is such a big issue in Islam. Such a big zulm, because worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such a big honor. Allah has given this honor to the person who worships him. And that's the biggest honor that he can possibly get. And if he does not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he joins partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kufr and shirk, that's why it's such a big zulm. And that is something to inculcate in our lives from childhood onwards. To say that we worship only and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody else. No one else comes in between. We don't need anybody. There is nobody. In Islam, that's why we have no priesthood. There is no priest in Islam. There is nobody you have to go to and ask him to make dua for nothing. You are there and your Rabb is there. Ask whatever he wants. And that is the importance of tahajjud. And that's why tahajjud is such a great tool. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to understand the importance and value of the treasures that he has given us, and to take from those treasures, because his treasures are open. He is the only king who does not have guards on his treasures to guard them. He is the only king who has people on his treasures to give them away. He is the opposite of guard. The guards prevent you. The Anbiya of Allah give them away. Take as much as you want. Take some more, take some more, take some more. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu is the greatest of the kings. Ta'ala Allahul Maliku al-Haqq la ilaha illa huwa rabbul arshil kareem wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.